Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Monday. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your day. Now we continue the Titans talk with our man Brett Kern, former Titans punter, who joins us now. Brett, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Man, we're good. Getting ready for the Super Bowl. We've seen this movie before, and you remember this movie quite well, as the Eagles will take on the Chiefs once again in a couple weeks in New Orleans.
Yeah, one guy that has been added to the Eagles roster amongst a couple guys, but Mr. Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
He's kind of a game changer. And I think now with his sixth run yesterday of over 60 yards, touchdown runs, obviously he already had the record at five, breaking Jim Brown and Adrian Peterson, but now with six of them. And so it'll be interesting to see, the Commanders, they were, bottom half of the league in rushing, right? And so Philly was able to take advantage of that, the three times that they played him, at least Saquon. But the Chiefs, they're top five, top 10 run defense. And with the way Spagnuolo was calling the game yesterday, I mean, he was sending blitzes from all over the place. They were able to contain Josh Allen, kept him in the pocket. Any type of scrambles that he had, was kind of through the middle, whereas the Bills were rushing. They weren't really keeping contain on Mahomes. And so he was able to rush, 12 yards, 11 yards, seven, got that 10 yarder, on a design run for a touchdown. And they kind of flipped the roles. Usually that's Josh Allen, but it was Mahomes yesterday. So
I know you weren't there very long, but a lot of the guys, the key parts of this Eagles team, are going to be leading them to the Super Bowl this time around. You obviously remember the result and what it was like after that game. Do you think they do have that chip on their shoulder, flying under the radar a little bit, knowing that everybody's going to be picking the Chiefs and they're going to kind of use that to their advantage?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, when I was up there, there was definitely a confidence that we could beat them, right? But it's still the Chiefs. Like, they just what is it, like 12 games this year that they've had one score games that they've won. Yeah. And now they got, they're just expanding upon that record. And, I think just watching them throughout the playoffs and even just this year, like seeing, I think when I was up there, you kind of felt like they were still missing like a piece. Right. And, to see what Saquon's done and how he's energized that team and what he can do. I think they're up there now thinking, well, we got this piece. Like, this was the piece, Saquon, right? And now that we have him, we feel like we can, rush on anybody. We can run the ball whenever we want to at will, which then opens up other things, with what Jalen can do. And, Jalen doesn't have to throw for 300 yards, right? I think they only had five targets or five different receivers yesterday. Goddard, Smith, AJ, Saquon, and I think Kenneth Gainwell, right?
Yeah.
So, it was just well balanced, and that defense is nasty. So it should be interesting to see how that defense goes up against, Andy Reid, who was just dialing up routes and concepts on man coverage yesterday, and it was just slicing and dicing. So,
Brett, what was your interaction like with Nick Sirianni when you were up in Philadelphia?
It was good. I mean, we had, dinner together a couple of times, at the facility, breakfast, and he's around there talking to guys, eating with guys, how's your family doing? It was a good relationship. So I think, I think it's just a lot of guys up there that are passionate about winning. I think, the fan base up there creates that, I don't know what the right word for it is, but just that pressure of like having to win. Right. And so you got some guys up there that are just extremely passionate about it and they're vocal about it. It's not, it can leak out into the public. And so a lot of people are left to think, oh, these guys hate each other. They're supposed to be family. Like, but being in that locker room, it's a pretty close-knit group, right? And they have each other's backs. And so sometimes the things that aren't good that maybe you should keep inside the locker room spill out, which creates a lot of assumptions and all that kind of stuff. But I will tell you, it's a tight-knit group.
Yeah, it's like a dysfunctional family. I was telling Chase and Chris Enners earlier. I mean, with with your brothers, you hate them, you love them, you fight, but at the end of the day, that's your brother, man, and you all come together. So I think the Philadelphia Eagles are a fascinating, wonderful, beautiful, dysfunctional family where they argue and fight, but Brett, at the end of the day, they have one goal, and that's helping each other and to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, what they say, family's like fudge, mostly sweet with a little bit of nuts, right? So, I mean, that's the Eagles, right? You got a lot of great guys up there. You got some nuts, but at the end of the day, their goal is to win a Super Bowl. And you can see, I mean, yesterday dropping 55 points on the Commanders and just running at will. And, you know, the turnover battle, you know, Washington, you can't go into Philly and, you know, have four turnovers and, you know, three of them being fumbles, you know, to a team that led the league this year and forced fumbles in the Eagles. So, yeah, they have a goal. They want to win it, and I think they want a little bit of payback from the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Did you get the punt in the championship game 2 years ago?
Yeah, that's when I hit the wire.
Yeah. Oh, I was about to say that's gonna open an old wound.
But then they activated the other guy for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why. So I'm on your side. I always hate the Eagles for them doing that to you. So I got your back
Hey, man, it's life. I got to, you know, my last game of my career, got to have my whole family out there for the Super Bowl to experience that. And granted, I wasn't dressed up. I was on the sidelines and got to experience it firsthand. And, you know, I'm thankful for that.
Brett Kern is with us, former Titans punter. The Titans haven't announced this yet, but the John Fossil is going to come in as the special teams coach, and Raina Stewart also going to join the staff. Of course, he played for the Tennessee Oilers. He's coached here before. He's been with the Cowboys with Fossil. So looks like a complete overhaul of the special teams department. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. I think it's great. You know, John's obviously well-respected around the league. You know, he started in 2005 with the Ravens, so he's obviously been doing it for a long time. And you know, I was with the Rams there for a really long time. And, you know, when Coach Fisher got fired out there, for him to be named the interim head coach, you know, says a lot about who he is as a leader, obviously what the organization thought of him to be named an interim head coach. So, you know, he's a great guy. He's you could probably go through, you know, like the Pro Bowlers that he's coached. And, you know, I remember with Hecker, when he was – I was there with the Rams, you know, they were throwing fakes and, you know, blocking punts and all that kind of stuff. And they were just a dangerous unit. And some of the guys, you know, some of the undrafted free agents that he found to go play special teams, Darren Bates, right? Undrafted free agent goes out to L.A., tears it up, you know, obviously comes here and does well here. But those are the kind of guys that he finds, right? So I think he's a great, great addition. And Randall was, he was actually, I think he was offensive quality control coach when I first got here in 2009 with Fisher.
Yeah, so, I believe that's right. Yep.
It'll be good to give him a big hug when I go out to the facility at some point, and good to see him again. So, yeah, I think it's a great hire.
Well, and, you know, obviously for Brian Callahan, it's always tough to make those decisions, especially when you brought in a lot of your friends, Colt Anderson being one. Now, they haven't announced that he's been fired, so they may reassign him in some way, but. You know, when you watch a guy go into his second year as a head coach, it's got to be tough to make some of those decisions.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you find, regardless of, you know, kind of, I mean, there's always change on staffs, right? Whether, you know, I mean, look at the Lions. You just lost both coordinators. You know, teams that are successful and teams that aren't, there's always change amongst your staff. And so I think, you know, the first year, you know, Brian obviously got some guys that he was familiar with to kind of help him through the process. And then year two, you make adjustments. Year three, you're probably going to make more adjustments. And then for however long, you know, you're head coach. I mean, you know, you look at like John Harbaugh or, you know, Sean McVay, you know, Tomlin, some of these guys that have been around for a long time. I think what makes them successful is there's going to be change on your staff. It's just who do you bring in to allow it to where you're skipping a beat, right? And so I think that's the challenge for a lot of coaches, but, you know, the great ones do it. And so, you know, Brian and making some changes on the staff, obviously he had to make some adjustments, and so we'll kind of see where it goes from there.
Brett, did you get an NFC championship ring from the Eagles?
I did, yeah. I actually think it's in my daughter, our youngest. She's 8. I think it's up in her room somewhere. I think she loves to display it, and I think that's where it is. So I'm going to double check after this call, just to make sure it's up there.
I think that's – yeah, a lot of people don't know that if you win the conference championship, you get the ring. But, of course, you win the Super Bowl. That takes precedence, all that. When you – 2 years ago, when you guys went to the Super Bowl, what was that week like before you left? I mean, did you hear from a lot of people? What was going through your mind? Were you making travel arrangements, or did the Eagles help you with all that? How'd that work?
Yeah, it's this week is absolutely crazy. You know, I was texting Jake Elliott last night, and he's like, yeah, here we go. It's like the best, worst week ever, because it's the best week because you're planning to go to the Super Bowl, but it's also the worst week because you're planning to go to the Super Bowl. You know, it's just, you get a lot of text messages, calls, people, hey, man, tickets, you know, what's your ticket situation? And people don't realize how much they are and that you only get two comped, right? So everything else is out of your pocket, which is crazy. Yeah, I mean, you get a lot of text messages, and then you got, hey, if your family's coming out, you got to sign them up on this sheet. If they want to stay in the hotel, you got to sign them on this sheet. You know, there's just a lot going on. So thankfully, they get a week, you know, to process that, so that when they, you know, when you go out to New Orleans, you know, where the Super Bowl is, like all that stuff is done. So when you get to New Orleans, you're just solely focused on football.
It'd be fun to be a part of at least one time. It might be hectic, yeah, but it'd be fun. That is for sure. Brett, appreciate it as always. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. We'll see y'all.
See ya. Brett Kern, former Titans punter, joining us here on the program. Also Eagles, as he was there a couple of years ago. Chiefs, Eagles, the matchup once again. We'll talk about that and much more. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.